Today we're going to talk about something evil, something vile, something wicked, something we actually don't talk a lot about. In fact, most pastors, preachers, churches don't talk about this at all. That's just how horrible and ugly it is. Where are we going today? Hold on to your hats, because today we're going to talk about sin. There, I said it. Are you happy? Wake the faith up, Slayer. It's Monday. Let's kick another week right in the teeth, shall we? Let's do something for Jesus. Make it a week to remember. Hey, need a website? Check out Websticks, WebStix.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. Need some supplements? Check out WellBuiltSupplements.com. You'll get a discount. Also, go to the Facebook page. Like it. You can find a way to win some free supplements. And finally, and most importantly, Revolution, the number 4fathers.com. Revolution4fathers.com, a killer site. And it's where we're now hosting the David Alliance swag. We got hoodies, water bottles, t-shirts, hats, everything. We just put up a new shirt. It's called Man Up. On a cross changed my life. Check it out. You can get on a water bottle or a hoodie or a t-shirt. Lots of cool stuff. And ladies, that's also there for you. You can customize it in some of your own lovely lady colors. I'd say pink, but pink's actually my favorite color. Anyway, check it out. Revolution4fathers.com. That's the number 4. And you can get your personalized Crazy About Jesus t-shirt. Maybe some of you have seen the video. It's pretty cool. I wear mine everywhere, get lots of comments. But all this stuff is basically just to give you an opportunity to talk about the greatest thing in the world, which is Jesus. There we go. So let's talk about sin, shall we? Look, the story of the world is basically this. There's creation, and then the very last chapter is on redemption, and all the chapters in the middle really are just sin. Sin, 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 sin. Even after Christ was born, died, resurrected, still the chapters are sin, sin, and sin. So we got to ask ourselves, where did sin come from? Did you ever try to think that one through? Where did sin come from? Well, you have to ask then where actually evil came from. If God created all things, remember the verse, 1 John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were created by God, without God nothing was created. So if all things were created by God, then did he create evil? Did he create sin? No, actually evil came from, are you ready for this? It came from good. It came from good? What do you mean? Well, let me explain. Sin is this little parasite that eats away at good. You always have good, but when you do not do good, those are the little parasites that ruin it. What am I saying? Well, sin is this. It's doing the opposite of what God desires. God desires good. And the word good really, in the Hebrew, means complete. God desires the things that will make you complete, that will make you whole, that will keep your relationship intact with him. When you do the opposite, well, that's sin, that's evil. All I have to do to sin is to do the opposite of God's desires. All I have to do to be evil is to do the opposite of God's desires. Look, all evil is, all sin is doing the opposite of what God wants. It's not just the Ten Commandments. When you're in a relationship with him, there are many times he asks you to do things that aren't a Ten Commandment. And if you don't do it, it's the opposite of what he has for you, what's best for you, what he's planned for you. And it's a sin. It's the opposite of good. Look, it's good, but it's good with parasites. It's good, but it's good done in the wrong way. You know, evil genius, though there has to be a genius, but the evil, well, that comes from you doing what you think is good. Sin is evil not because it's the opposite of God, but because it's the opposite of his nature. It's the opposite of everything he is. Sin isn't just evil because it's doing what he says not to do. It's doing what he is not. Think about that for a second. Look, there's a difference between getting bitten by a snake in the wild. That was a sinful act. But sin, left unchecked, it becomes evil. That's like being eaten by your pet snake. Did you hear about the guy in Florida? Snake, boa constrictor, or python, I believe it was, wrapped itself around his owner, unhinged its jaw, and tried to swallow his head. His wife came in to save him, but they had to go to the emergency room, broke quite a few ribs. had to pull teeth from the snake out of his skull. See, you can't domesticate sin, nor can you domesticate a snake. Sin is wrong. It's voracious. Its appetite is what makes it evil. You can't tame sin no more than you can tame that snake. How did Satan get Adam and Eve to sin? He took the truth, the good, and added a little parasite to it. Something that would slightly change the truth and grow. What is that parasite? Well, here's the parasite. Ready? Here's the key to all sin when it starts out just as sin and then ultimately turns evil. But here's the parasite. It's our good intentions. We excuse our sin due to our good intentions, don't we? You know how many couples I've had walk through my office that are going to get married? They love Jesus. Just recently, one's a worship leader and the other one helps in the youth group. They go to a great church and they love Jesus. Are they sleeping together? Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, why? Well, here's their good intentions. Ready? This is where sin becomes evil. Well, I love her and well, we are getting married and I know God understands and no, that's a parasite. Or maybe you are that guy who adds an extra hour to your paycheck. And here's why. It's not a sin because of your parasite, your good intention. Well, you're short on rent this week, and this way you can still tithe. Maybe you told lies and gossiped about that person because, well, to be honest, they deserved it. And someone needs to put them in their place. I was just speaking the truth. And, you know, they did it to me. Look, sin is evil, regardless of the deed, the intention, the intensity, or measure. Sin is doing the opposite of who God is, the opposite of what He desires. And that little parasite makes it evil because it becomes voracious. How much sin does God want in your relationship? Well, that's like the waiter asking you at a really nice restaurant, how much feces would you like in your wine tonight, sir? I'm sorry, what? How much feces, how much human poop would you like in your wine tonight? It's $600 a bottle. That's quite a nice wine, but we're going to be adding feces to it. You'd probably punch the guy in the face or get up and walk out like, what kind of restaurant is this? So how much sin does God want in your life? He doesn't want any, because sin simply ruins the goodness of God. Sin ruins what God's best is for you. It's way more than just right and wrong, you know, a list of do's and don'ts. You've heard the story or the joke, how do you hunt a blue elephant? Well, you shoot it with a blue gun. How do you hunt a pink elephant? Well, would you shoot it with a pink gun? No. You hold its trunk until it turns blue and then you shoot it with a blue gun. And you say, I don't get it. Well, let me ask you this. How do you get rotten bananas? Garth, you sound like you're drunk today. No. How do you get rotten bananas? Well, you start with good bananas and then they go bad. So sin entered the world. The world was good, but then it went bad. See, when sin's in your life, it just simply turns things rotten, turns things bad. That's the nature of evil. It takes what God wants, what's best, God's desires, His purpose, His plan, and simply over time poisons it, makes it sour, makes it taste like infection. Sin is simply choosing your wants over God's best. It's choosing not to do what God desires. It's not just simply the Ten Commandments. It's not just simply do not kill, do not covet, do not steal, do not fornicate. It's actually when you have a relationship with Jesus, you hear God, He talks to you, and you still don't do what He says. Your chest is puffed out because you follow the Ten Commandments, but you didn't realize that sin is really choosing to not follow God's best for you, which, trust me, goes far beyond the Ten Commandments and gets right down to the relational part of our Christian walk. You can be a Christian, but like we say, don't call yourself a follower of Christ if you're not going to listen to God's voice. For in there, my friend, you are a sin filled with parasites, and it will lead to evil. This is Garth Heckman of the David Alliance. Thanks for checking us out, rating the podcast, and until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.